Hello and welcome back to In God We Trust podcast. I hope you guys are doing well because I'm feeling a lot better. We just finished planting last Friday, so I had the whole weekend off basically. I went and played basketball with some friends Saturday morning, kind of. And yeah, that was a good time. Today is still Saturday. It's like 4 o'clock on Saturday. I'm recording this. So yeah, life is great. Just seems like seasons in life are just, I don't know. I mean, the physical changing of seasons is, I don't know. Once I really started paying attention to it, it's kind of like there's a whole different way of living life during the winter time than like springtime and summertime. And it's just a lot more actual movement and activity in the spring and summertime, and I'm sure that you guys can relate to that. So I don't know, it's fun. Every season is just a little bit something different, and I mean I'm in Iowa personally. I don't know about all you guys listening, but I know that there's quite a few that are in Iowa, and I like the Iowa weather. But Iowan weather? No, I don't think so. But yeah, I like it here in Iowa, but sometimes the winters get a little cold and the summers get a little hot. So, but I mean, everywhere you go, there's something like that. So, but anyway, today I'm doing a portal of prayer. I know I said that I was going to finish Genesis, but not going to lie, guys, it is just, it's so demanding on, actually like just everything. I mean, it's not really what I want to do. I really apologize for you guys that were enjoying it, but I just want to make some quick little episodes and tell you, you know, I told you guys this last week, but yeah, I really apologize because, yeah, I feel like I'm not really sticking to my word, but I mean, sometimes things change and this is going to change because I don't want to spend my time editing on a computer. That's not me. I don't do that. I'd rather go, I don't know, play some basketball with friends. So, in my free time, you know, but everyone, what's the saying? To each his own. Yep. So yeah, anyway, today I'm doing a portal of prayer and the title is Pleasing God. So yeah, I'm going to read it right now. Let's get right into it. Do you want to please God? Why? Some people try to please God so he will love them, forgive them, or help them. That is a losing proposition because salvation is by grace and not works. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9, Jesus loves us even when we are unlovable. He offered himself as a fragrant offering and sacrifice on the cross. It is that sacrifice that pleases God, not our hollow actions. Other people want to please God because they are thankful for his gifts of love and sacrifice. In today's reading, Paul encourages us to try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 through 20 again. There are several things listed that upset God. But what actually pleases him? Walk in love. Walk as children of God's light. Walk as wise people, making the best use of your time. Join with others in making music and singing different kinds of songs to praise God. Be thankful to God, the Father, always, for everything, in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Okay, there's a little prayer here at the end. Hopefully I'll remember to pray this. I always say that, but I always forget the prayer at the end. But I'm going to talk a little bit here. So that was talking about what is pleasing to God, and a few of them is like walk as wise people, making the best use of your time. And honestly, right now, I'm not making the best use of my time. I have the day off Saturday at 4 o'clock, and I have no clue what I'm going to do. But I know I have a little like list that I write down some things that I need to do. But I mean, I just don't want to do them, you know? I mean, I know that I should be, and I can, but I don't know. I would just rather do literally nothing, you know, like just want a little break. But something pleasing to God is making the best use of your time. So if you know there is something that you need to do, just start with something really small and start to check it off the list and just keep moving on. Because once you build up some momentum, God will help you just to pick up the speed. So, and when you are struggling, just pray to God and be like, please, God, help me. I really need your help with everything here. And he will help you. Just humble yourself before him completely. Say, God, I need your help right now, please. And yeah, that's all I really got. So I will close with this little prayer I remember this time. And here we go. Father, we thank you for all the gifts you have given us, especially your son, Jesus, and his sacrifice for our salvation. Help us walk in love, praise you, and thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you for listening. Have a great day, and God bless.